Ok.
Vraiment pas un problème.
So we'll have a little hakdama today to the sugi and kol hakelim of what's called Tosefes Oel. But two things first. One is, I want to thank everyone for last night. It was a beautiful, beautiful affair. My wife was very, very excited about it. So thanks for all your help. Shkach tonight. Number two, before we get into the sugya of Oel Aroi, let's just talk about an Oel Keva. And by way of introduction, you'll see this as number 7 on your Maror Makomos page. We'll take a look at the Rambam in Perek Yud Milcha Shabbos Halacha Yud Beis. The Rambam says, Habone Kol Shehu Chayef. This is a Mishnah at the beginning of Perek Abona, the 12th Perek. And Yechayev even for a kolshu. And the Rambam goes on and he says, Hamashma Pre Karka, Babayis. So again, the emphasis here is on Karka. He straightens out the Bayis, Kigon Sheish Piltel, Mila Gay, Hareze Bode V'chayev. So this is what you call the Av Moloch of Moleches Bona. Then the Rambam says that you could have many people who join together in the building of a structure, and each one is chayav for his chelek in the malach. Echad nosen asayeven, echad nosen satit. And finally, the Rambam gets into the sugya of toldas bona in halacha yud gimel. So let's notice, as we make the transition between halacha yud beis and halacha yud gimel, that the Rambam is very careful about the following. He says, you can add to a binyan. For example, someone built up avonim, and let's say Shimon added an evan on top. So that's binyan kolshu. In the case of a keli, says the Rambam, which is not mechubra lekarka, the Rambam says, Habone al gabi kelim potur. You cannot be chayev from leches bone if you add something to kelim. Only if you add something to mechubra lekarka. That's one point that we have to make in the Rambam. That the Rambam completes his presentation of leches bone, meaning of the av moloch of leches bone, with the fact that binyan must be in the karka. But binyan al gabi kelim is potur. What is the tolda of Meleches Bona? And here the Rambam in Halacha Yud Gimel has an entity, he has a halacha unto itself. What I'm pushing for here is to read Halacha Yud Gimel independent of Halacha Yud Beis, almost as a new category. I mean, this touches, of course, on the whole issue of the relationship between Avos and Tolos. But let's assume, for argument's sake, that the Tolda, according to the Rambam, can be substantially different than the Av. I think we discussed this once with regard to Cholev. Do you remember the Rambam says that Cholev b'behema is a Tolda of Meleches Dash, even though Ein Disha, El Bigduli Karka, and there were various answers, but the famous answer of Rabbeinu Avraham and Rambam is that the Tolda is radically different than the Av. Okay, again, that's a whole sugya unto itself, but given that premise, that background, let's take a look at how the Rambam defines the Tolda of Meleches Bona. He says, Ha'ose ohel kavua, ha'reze toledes bona v'chayov, v'chein. Again, the word v'chein in the Rambam is always very telling. Ha'ose kli adoma, kigon tanur, v'chavis, kodem sheyisrafu. This is a sugya on daf mem zayin. And there's a machlokas rishonim between Rashi and Tosfos as to whether or not yechai for creating a kli. The Rambam is of the opinion that yechai for creating a kli. In other words, even though the Rambam holds Ein Binyan B'Kelim, that's only in a case where you add to a Kli. But if you create a kli from the beginning, is what's the Rambam Shita? Yechayev. But not b'toras what? Av meleches boneh, but rather b'toras tolda of meleches boneh. Good. So let's go on in the Rambam. The Rambam says the following: V'chein ha'osa kli adama kagon tanur v'chavis kodem sheyisrufu hareze told us bone v'chayev. Fine. So I want to derive a conclusion here from the fact that the Rambam separates the av and the tolda, and he, let's say, puts down the line, you know, the red line between the av and the tolda is ohel kavua. And the Rambam says that ohel kavua is the tolda's boneh. And he combines it together with kli hadama, with creating a kli. What conclusion are you tempted to derive from the fact that the Rambam is, if you, I could use the phrase, ire vitani? You know, the fact that he combines ohel kavua together with ose kli. Does anybody want to say anything here? Again, what does the Rambam require for the av malach of bone?
Karka.
It's got to be mechubar lekarka. The Rambam holds that an oel kavua is not an av malach of meleches bone. And you'll ask people, what's the difference? They're both kavua. Again, if you're talking about an ol arai, so that's the rabbanon, that's the shvus. But if you're talking about an oel kavua, so that should be an av malach and malach is bona. But the answer is, says the Rambam, it has the same din as osa kli. And why is it similar to osa kli? Exactly. It's, the oil, even if it's kavua, is not considered mechubar lekarka.
Why shouldn't it be makabe patish?
Why shouldn't it be makabe patish? Maybe it is makabe patish. I'm not saying no. But I'm just saying that it's, I'm trying to answer the question why it's not an av malach and malach is bona. You know, when we learn Makom HaPatish, we'll see if the Rambam might say that Oel might come under Makom HaPatish. And Bechlal, we have to know, you'd see, what is the status of creating a Kli? At what point will I be Chayev for Makom HaPatish? Oh, so that's the question that we asked. What about Ein Binyan B'Kelim? So we said that this is a machlokus between the Rambam and Rashi. If you take a look in Perek HaBoneh, Let me just get a hold of it here. Ah, somebody can hold this Gemara for me. So we have a basic machlokas here between Rashi and Tosfos. The Rambam apparently holds like Shitas HaTosfos. That creating a kli is chayev mishum bona. That's the Shitas HaTosfos. He says, V'yafagav de kaimel en ein binyan b'kelim, omer ri dahainu dafka, bach zores bati trisin, omenore shal chulyus, avol binyan gomur, mechayev b'kelim, kemo binyan b'karka. So to create a new kli is binyan. And that's the sugyan dafim zayin, where Rashi disagrees. Rashi holds that ein binyan b'kelim. This is the case where he creates a tanur and he's chayev mishum kama v'kama malachas. Seven malachas, eight malachas, makom patish amongst the list. And Rashi says that meleches boneh cannot be included in that list. And why is that? Because ein binyan b'kelim. And Tosfos name. Okay, Tosfos has a different machlokas between, you know, as to what we should subtract from that list. Excuse me, just give me a minute to get myself organized here. Oh. Yeah. Now, if we want to derive certain conclusions from the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that Asiyas Ol Kavua is only a toledes bone, and because it's not mechubar lekarka, it cannot be part of the av malacha. So this might explain a Rambam later on. And I think I have it on the Maror Makomos page. Did I write Perek Chaf Beis? Well, maybe I didn't. Okay. The Rambam in Perek Chaf Beis, Milcha Shabbos, Halacha Chaf Tes, says the following. Kol ol meshupa she'ein begago tefach. He says, Hareza ol aroi. The oso solachat chila b'shabbos potter. In other words, the Rambam holds that asiyas ol kavua is not doraisa, it's not a tolda, doraisa, unless it has a tefach. There's a sheer tefach. And this is based on a Gemara in Erevin. If you take a look here in Kol HaKelim, Tosis quotes a Gemara in Erevin on Daf Kuf Beis. You'll see this about two-thirds down. You want to open up to Tosis there? Kuf Beis, if you take a look.
Neger.
Yeah. Okay, we won't go through the Sugya of Neger now, but he says the following. He says, V'chein mashma v'perek basra di erevin daf kuf beis. That's here in Tosis Kuf Chaf Hei Amid Beis on the bottom of the right column. This is a Tosis that goes on to Kuf Chaf Vav. But towards the right side on Kuf Chaf Hei Amid Beis, he says, the Omar Hani Dichri Dahavu Beirav Huna B'yamama Bo Tula Ubalela Bo Avira. So during the day he has to cover the Elim from the sun because of the Sharav. And during the night, he has to leave some sort of opening so that the air could come in, because it gets very, very hot at night, very stuffy. Also, l'kami de Rav. Rav omar le kroch budya v'shayer be'tefach. D'lemachar hu mosif al ol aroy mutter. In other words, as long as the ol is left with the tefach, right, then he's not creating a new ol. So for, you know, from the night when he exposes the ohel till the day when he covers over the elim, he's l'chor creating an ohel. So the Gemara says that as long as he leaves a tefach in the ohel, he's not creating a new ohel, and it's only tosefes li'ol aroi, which again is, as we'll soon see, is machlokas tanoim, but we pass like the chacham l'kula. So that's mashma. You see from this that in order to create an ohel, you need a tefach. And again, if we come back to the Rambam, that's what the Rambam says here, kol oel she'ein begago tefach, hareza oel aroi. So if he makes an oel without a tefach, there's a sheer an oel. It's a pella, because the Rambam has just established that habona kol shu, what's the din? He's chayev. You know, there is no shir melechus bona. He's chayev even for binyan kol shehu. So how can the Rambam say that in ol you're not chayev unless you have a tefach? And that's, by the way, how the Shulchan Aruch paskins la'alocha in Simon Shintes Vav. He says the following: kol ol she'ein begago tefach, hareza ol aray v'yoso solachat chilu b'shabbos. He says, the Mishnah Berurah says, he says, Lidas, Kol Zeu Lidas Harifa Rambam, that the Shulchan Aruch is paskening like the riff in the Rambam, that Kevon Dein Begago Tefach Lo Choshiv Oel Klal Umutu Lechatchila, Vashulchan Aruch Sosam Kedas Harif Ve'a Rambam, and he brings down a bunch of other Sheetas like that. So Chabosa, we see very clearly that there's a fundamental difference between the Av Malacha, Malachas Bona, and the Tolda of creating an Oel. That with regard to the Av Malacha, there's no Shear, it's even a Koldu. With regard to the Tolda, you have to have a Shear of Tefach. Because unless it's a Tefach, it doesn't have a Shame Oel. And that's true for Tumas Oel as well. If a person goes into an Oel and is a mess, he's nitma mituma chamura tumas mess, but only if the ol has a tefach. Very good. So again, what we're seeing is that there are two different concepts here. There's called Asiyas Ohel, and for that you need a shear. That's a fundamental difference between Meleches Boneh and the Isur of Asiyas Ohel. Because the difference between the Av and the Tolda. I think there's also another difference, perhaps, between the Av of Boneh and the Tolda of Boneh, namely Ohel. And that is, Rashi Shita is that you're only chayav for Ohel if you create a gag. And this is the Rashi here on Kuf Chaf Hei Omid Beis, all the way on the bottom. Rashi says, Ein Elson Ola Roy Lifros Machzeles Al Gavi Mechitzas O Dalid Kundesin. So he's got these poles, and he puts a machzeles, a canvas, let's say, on top of the poles. V'dafka gag, avol mechitza lav oil hu v'shari. Where do we find the Meleches Boneh that there's a difference between the gag and the kosel or the mechitzas? What difference make? Yechayev to the same extent Yechayev Meleches Boneh in the gag, Yechayev Meleches Boneh for the mechitzas. And yet Rashi says with regard to Oel, he's not chayav for Asiyas Oel unless he structures a gag. Why is that? And the answer is that's also a din in Tumas Oel. That Tumas Oel needs what's called Oel up. That means to be Mahil Alames. That's the gag. But as far as the Mechitzas are concerned, as far as the Tfanis are concerned, that's not called Asiyas Oel. Because the mechitza doesn't have on the side, I mean, I'm not talking about the gag, it doesn't have a shame ohel to it. Okay, that's by way of introduction. All right, what I want to study with you now is the Mishnah. The Mishnah on Kuf Chaf Hei Omid Beis establishes a machlokus between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachom. Pkaka Chalon, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Bismanchu Koshur Vitolui Pokikinbo. Vimlav ain pokikinbo. Vachom omrim Bainkach u Bainkach Pokikinbo. So if you look at Rashi says Ain Pokikinbo, this is Rabbi Eliezer, the Michzi Kimosif Alabinyan. Rashi says that technically speaking, and certainly on a deraisa level, he's not chayev, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, mishum boneh. Rashi wants to make it absolutely crystal clear that Rabbi Eliezer is talking about a derabbanan. And the derabbanan is mosif ala binyan. Now this Rashi, lechora, is very problematic. Because if you take a look at the sugya is going to establish that machlokas shin Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim is about what we call Tosefes li ol arai. It's not about Mosef al abinyan. The Gemara says as follows: Omar Rabbi Barachana, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Hakol modim she'ein osim ol arai betchilu biyontvein tzarchlom b'Shabbes. Lo nechleku el lahosif. Shabbi Eliezer Omer ein mosifim biyontif ein tzarchlom b'Shabbes. Chavim mosifim b'Shabbes ein tzarchlom biyontif.
Ribono shel Olam, the whole machlokas here is about mosif al ohel aroi. And Rabbi Bar Chon establishes that to create an ohel aroi on Shabbos is asur, according to everyone, even according to Chachamim. The machlokas is to be mosif to an ohel aroi on Yontif and Shabbos. But Rashi says in the Mishnah that the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim is about poking a sachalon is about, Rashi says, Mosef ala binyan. He's talking about binyan. And it sounds like he's talking about Meleches binyan. He's not talking about creating an oel or being Mosef ala an oel. The machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim is being Mosef ala oel. So before we get to this Rashi, I just want to point out there's a very interesting diyun in the Achronim here about why the Gemara needs a Kal V'chomer from Yontif to Shabbos. And this touches on a very fundamental issue in what's called Mitoch. In Yontif, in other words, what I'm trying to suggest is, why is it that the Gemara thinks that from Yontif we can establish Kal V'chomer to Shabbos? After all, Meleches Bona, like all the other Meleches, is not a Meleches Ochel Nefesh. It's not like Bishul, or Afia, or even Otsah, if you hold Otsah, right, Otsah. So what was, the Gemara implies here a Havamina, that maybe there's more room to be Mekel on Yontif, with regard to Meleches Bona, than there is on Shabbos. Why? Why would Yom Tov be different than Shabbos? Okay, albeit it's not a chiyuv kari, it's not a chiyuv misa, but it's a chiyuv lav. So the Achronim say something very fascinating here. The Rambam paskins that megaben, cheese making, is chayav mishum meleches bona. Obviously it's not an av melacha, but it is a tolda. It's not mechubel karka. And the Rambam says, "V'chein ha-megabein es ha-gvina, ha-rei zeh toledes bona. V'ein ol-chayev ad shi-gabein ki-grogeres." Again, as we said before, the Rambam holds that the av-molach of bona has no shear, but the tolda has a shear. So what's megabein? In megabein, what they do is they medabek chilek al-chilek ad shenasa guf echot. They take the different pieces of cheese and they combine them and crush them until they become one entity. And the Rambam holds that's a toledes bone. So Tosis points out on Daf Tzadi Hei that if a person violates bone on Shabbos, I believe it's Tzadi Hei, I'm not sure. If a person violates Meleches Bona on Shabbos, then he's not, on Yontif, then he's not Chayev. Remind me to show you the Tosfos inside. It's a very famous Tosfos, but I forget where it is. I think it's on Tzadi Hei. But Tosfos says that you can apply the principle of Mitoch to Meleches Bona on Yontif. Because Mitoch Shehutra Bona L'tzarech Ochel Nefesh, in what case would clearly Bona would be Meleches Ochel Nefesh. In the case of Megaben, is Hutranami Shalol Tzorch Ochel Nefesh. And this raises a whole plukt in the Rishonim about how Mitoch works. According to a whole school of Rishonim, and that's the Rambam Shita, the way the Magid Mishnah at the beginning of Hilchos Yontif describes it, he holds that the Malach essentially has to be a Meleches Ochel Nefesh. But Tosas' Shita is that as long as the Malacha could be a Meleches Ochel Nefesh, it comes on the Mitoch. Which, by the way, bothers me because in almost every Malacha, you could find some case, you know, B'derek Rechoka, you could find some sort of Tzorek Ochel Nefesh. I don't know what Malacha you left with in the back. But be that as it may, Tosas says that since Megabin is a Toldas Boner, even though it doesn't define the essence of Boner, nevertheless, it's enough to activate the principle of Mitoch. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Just a question on Shitas Rambam in that, is that we just go after the Orcha de Milsa, how people use the Malachas, because if you look at the Makar for every Malacha, almost none of them have anything to do with Eichel Nefesh. I mean, even Bishul was Simamanim, it wasn't Eichel in the Mishnah.
Right. But when you even though Bishul is derived from Samamanim, but the Heftza of the Malacha is to be Mavasha. In other words, Bishul Samamanim itself is Chayav, but Bishul Ochlin is a Malacha that's done in Ochlin. That's the Av Malach Malach is Bishul. Don't think for one moment that cooking food is a tolda, even though in the Mishkan it was done. So what the Rambam would say is that let's look at the Av Malacha and let's define if the Heftz of that Av Malacha is Ochlin. If it is, then it becomes a Malach Sochel Nefesh. Again, what the Rambam does with Hotzah is a real problem because we paskin mitoch shehutra l'tzorech, mitoch shehutra hotzah l'tzorech, hutra nami shalol l'tzorech. Even though Hotzah ostensibly is not Ba'ochlin, I mean, you could do Hotzah Ba'ochlin, but it doesn't define the essence of the Malach. And that's where the Magid Mishnah has his hold, you know, with the Nitziv Mivalosh, there's a whole super, you know, maybe we'll have, I don't know if we ever have time for this, a shir on Ochel Nefesh, but the whole, created a whole maracha here about how Nitoch works according to the Rambam in Hotzah. It seems to undermine the whole definition of Nitoch according to the Rambam. But be that as it may, Tosas Shita is very broad. He's willing to apply the principle of Mitoch to be Matim Aleches Bone Midoraisa. Again, Midrabanan it's also, but Midoraisa could be Muta. And why? Because of the case of a Gavin. Meaning, if I come up with one Tolda in Ochlin, where the nature of the Tolda such is done in Ochlin, the Cheft of the Tolda, in this case Magavin is Ochlin, is I can already activate the principle of Mitoch. So just pointing out to you that just Derech Agav, that could be what the Gemara means when it says the Kolsh came for Shabbos. Meaning, for sure in Shabbos it's awesome, because you would have had a havamina that maybe we could be matir this case of Ol Aroy on Yontif, because Bichlal Meleches Binyan on Yontif is not Chayev Midoraisa, so maybe the Rabbana would be matir Asiyas Ol Aroy. Because it's only Aroy anyway, so the worst case scenario, it's not an old Keva, which would be Chayv on Shabbos. Is since we're saying that you can't create an Ol on Yontif, how much more so you can't create an Ol on Shabbos, even though it's an Ol Aroy. So that's a Drabbanon of Meleches Asiyas Ol Aroy. What's the machlokus between the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer? Can you be Mosif to an Ol Aroy on Shabbos? What's the classical case of being Mosif? So Rashi says you have a Gag HaOhel, and the canvas is rolled up. All you have to do is unroll it. You're not creating a new Ohel. That would be Asiyas Ol Aroy on Shabbos, which would be also even according to the Chachamim. But here, even though I'm not creating a new Gag, but I have to be pores the machzeles, and by doing so, I make the Ol Aroy into a usable, functional Ol Aroy, comes along Rabbi Eliezer, and he says, you can't do that. Nireh kim mosif al oel. So if you take a look in Rashi says, she'ein osin ol aroy. Everybody agrees that you cannot create a new ol aroy on Shabbos. Lifros machtel sal dal mechitza dal kundus ilios tsel li ol minachamo v'dafka gak avol mechitza lav oel hu. Rashi says that the mechitza is not considered an ohel. The Shari Lefarsa Litznius Kinamrinon Bi Ervin Beuvda Dishmuel. Fine. So if you have a curtain, you're allowed to move that curtain on Shabbos, even to close that wing and achieve Tznius, even according to Rabbi Eliezer. Because when Rabbi Eliezer created this Easter of being Mosif to an Ol Aroy, it's only through the Gak, where the Asiyas Ol itself would be a Gak. The Chachamim say Asiyas Ohel on Shabbos, even though it's an Ol Aroy, is Osur. That's when you set up a new Machzelus, a new Gak. But if you already have the Machzelus, it's already organized, just goes in and out, so Rabbi Eliezer prohibits it, and the Chachamim are Mati. But, says Rashi, even Rabbi Eliezer would agree that to be Mosif to the Mechitz of an Ol Aroy is Mut. Why? Because creating an Ol means creating a gag of an oil and not a mechitz of an oil. And then Rashi says the following. Upkaka chalon demasnisin. Now we're talking about a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim about being Mosif on an oil aroy. Rabbi Eliezer is machmir. And again, Rashi says it's only the gag. And Chachamim on matir. But where is the machlokas? The original machlokas is pkak hachalon. Says Rashi, Upkaka chalon demasnisin mishum de binyan kavuo. Again, Rashi l'shitosa, he just repeats what he said in the Mishnah, that in the case of pkaka chalon, where you're so same a chalon of a building, Rashi says it's a binyan kavuo. Umichsi kemosif al binyan. So how does Rashi equate these two issues? The issue which, according to Rabbi Baruch Hanna, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, is the plugta between Rabbi Eliezer Chachamim is to be Mosif on an Ol Aroy, and the issue of Rabbi Elazar Chacham, the Mishnah says Rashi, is a whole different issue. It's an issue of Meleches Bona. And shall we say that this is considered Mosif al Abinyan, or is it not Mosif al Abinyan? That's a whole different issue about Tosefes Binyan. That's not an issue about Tosefes Ol Aroy. Rashi says Lahosif. What is the Machlok Shin Rabbi Elazar Chachamim? Kigon Shehi Shehoya Machzelis Prusa Alehem. Alehem means on top of the Ol as a Gag. So you already had a Machzelis Prusa. But Erev Shabbos it was Krucha. Krucha means it was rolled up. The Nishar Ba Avir. Now, if you go into the OL, you're underneath the skies, right? So the rain is going to come in. Ulamacha, meaning on Shabbos, Poshta. He stretches it out. He opens it up. It's sort of like, you know, you've seen in the sukkahs. People have a sukkah out on their porch, and the whole year long it's closed. And then they keep it open, and then on sukkahs, they want to close it. Let's say if it rains or so. I mean, that's a whole issue. So Rashi says that's Gufa the Plukta between Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim.
It doesn't explain that it's because of Olkva?
Because it might come to an Olkva. In other words, Rabbi Elazar is Machmi because if we allow you to do this in an Ol Aroy, tomorrow you might do it in Olkva. Correct?
He doesn't explain that this case is talking about Olkva?
No. He says the case of Pokakin B'chalon is a case of a Binyan Kva.
Right,
good. But I'm saying the Gemara says again. Let's read the Gemara. Lo nechleku ella lahosif. Says Rashi. Where do they argue? They argue on being mosif to an oel aroy. And Rashi says the following: to create an oel aroy, meaning to put the gag on a machzelus on top. Kuliyamala pli, you're not allowed to do. But what happens if you have machzelus on top on the gag, but it's krucha? Are you allowed to stretch it out? That's tosefes.
He doesn't yield. The problem is the gag.
The gag, but in a the gag as far as what? Oil is concerned.
Right, and here we're talking about the chalon.
Correct, and the chalon is not an oil. We're not talking about a chalon and an oil. You know, this is not, these are not the chayalim bad in Aza. That's not what we're talking about. So we're living in oil. We're talking about a binyan kavua.
So how does he explain the machlokes?
I don't know. It's a pella. We're going to see the Marshal has a whole different girsin, Rashi.
So he says that he's talking about oil kva. That's why there's a
no. Again, Rabosa, you're talking about a pekak and chalon? A pekak chalon is not an oil. Okay, a pekak and a chalon, Rashi says, is a binyan.
It's a binyan kva.
Correct.
And he explains that that's the machlokes.
Correct. So how do you reconcile that with the fact that the machlokes is an ol aroy? You're telling me that the machlokes is an ol aroy, and then you're saying let's go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about being mosif to binyan. Look, how do you square that? In Yiddish, we'd say what shtim does. The shtim nish. You know, doesn't shtim. So if you look in the Ran. The Ran here is on Mem Tes Amid Beit on Amid Aleph in the Daf Arif. The Ran says the following: Kosav Rashi zal delo mikri ohel ela gag, avol mechitza tznius bialmehi v'chol sheina mechitza kvua is mutal asel safil chatchila v'hada maisi hada plug to the mosif and alol aroy afal gav de mechitza hi hani time alifishi. Okay, that's already something else. I'm sorry. Lomai de Rabbi Eliezer Oser Lahosif B'chol Mashaosel Asosel Chatchila. Okay, so since Chatchila you would not be allowed to set up this Machzelus on the Gag and create an Ol Aroy, so too you're not allowed to be Mosif. Meaning, if the Machzelus is already there, you can't stretch it out. Afil B'Ol Aroy. He says v'chachom matirim tosefes haroy. Then he says beim min agag b'mechitza kavua. Oh, kegon kaka chalon. Ubeim b'tosefes ol afil lemala. In other words, the machlokas between the chachomim and Rabbi Eliezer applies even to a mechitza. But what kind of mechitza? A mechitza of a binyan kavua. And a mechitza of a binyan kavua has the same status as the Ran in Rashi as being mosif to an ol aroy. In other words, I think what the Ran is telling us here is something interesting, that the pekak itself is aroi. In other words, there are two categories of aroi, two cases or scenarios of aroi, both of which are the plugta between Rabbi Elez and Chachamim. One case is where he's mosif to an ol aroi. That's the case where he stretches out the machzelos to the gag. The other case is where he's mosif to a binyan, but the tosefus itself is aroi. That which he's adding to the binyan is aroi. So since the pekak itself is aroi, meaning you close it and then you open it, that itself gives it the din of aroi. Again, it's still very difficult.
He wants to explain that in Rashi, or that's his own
explanation? No, he's explaining in Rashi. He starts the paragraph with Rashi.
Rashi says kvad, shvach of it in Rashi.
No, he admits that it's kvad. The binyan is kvad. His chiddush l'Ran in Rashi is that Tosefus is aroi. So you have two types of aroi, both of which are the subject of the plukta. One is where the oil itself is aroi. The other thing is, the other case is where even though the binyan itself is kvar, but the tosefus is aroi. The piece that you're adding to the binyan kvar is aroi, and that comes under the same category as being mosif to an ol aroi. Again, it's a bit of a stretch, the Ran, but that's how the Ran understands Rashi. We'll see the Marshal has a whole different girsan Rashi. I'll read to you the Marshal's girsan Rashi. But again, it's there's a loose connection over here. Let me explain the loose connection. Basically, Rabbi Eliezer is afraid that in the mind of a person, he doesn't make a distinction between a pekak and any other tosefus. If you're going to allow him, says Rabbi Eliezer, to add or to be so saying more, we should say more meduyik, to be so saying the pekak, close it up. He doesn't know that there's a whole halachic distinction here because it's only a tosefus aroi. He doesn't know that tomorrow he's going to add something and make it kavua. He'll plaster it up. And Chachamim are not worried about that. The same plukta, says Rashi, applies in the case of Tosefus Liol Aroi. Rabbi Eliezer is afraid that if we allow you to be Mosif to an Ol Aroi, tomorrow you're going to create an Ol Aroi. We're allowing you, according to the Chachamim, this is what Rabbi Eliezer can't tolerate, we're allowing you to stretch the Gag out and close the Avir. Well, tomorrow you're going to decide, well, yesterday the Rabbanan said I could do that, today I'm just going to be Poreis the Machzelos. So in other words, what Rabbi Eliezer is doing is, because of this Chashash, He's equating Kevan Aroi in the mind of the person who's doing it. The person does not differentiate Hulam Avchin, as we say, right? He doesn't differentiate between Aroi and Keva. So what difference does it make in his mind between stretching the Gag out or putting a Gag on to begin with? And it's all the same. So basically, Rabbi Eliezer extends Asiyas Ol Aroi to Tosefus Ol Aroi. Tosefus Ol Aroi is like Asiyas Ol Aroi Midrabanan, because of this Chashash, the person won't differentiate. If we apply that to our Mishnah, the Mishnah is saying that although you're allowed to be Mosif, the Ofen Aroi to a Binyan, right, that's the Pekak Shel Chalon, but nevertheless, you're going to make the jump between Aroi and Keva. Once you blur the distinction between Aroi and Keva, then tomorrow you'll think that you could be Mosif both in Kavua to the Binyan, and then you violate a Melech HaToraisa of Melech HaZbona. But the Marshal's Girsa is much smoother. Let's read the Marshal's Girsa. The Marshal quotes the Marshal, and I'm just going to read it to you. It's one line. He says the following: Upkak HaChalon Demasnisin Havi Lamala Begak Velo Menatzad. Rashi, according to this girsa, is talking not about a chalon that's in the mechitza, but rather a chalon that's in the gag. Right? You've seen what they call it, skylights? What's it called in English? You know, a skylight. You know, you have this opening on top of the building, and it goes open and closed. And that's what Rashi's talking about when he speaks about pekach hachalon. The pekach hachalon is on the gag. In other words, now it makes sense that the machlokes in our Mishnah is in the din of Mosifin v'ol aroi. And that's what Rashi says later on, if you could open up, on Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, Rashi Dimra Maskel Pekach HaChalon, if somebody could be kind enough to open it, you'll have to
probably pick it up so you don't knock down all the... Alright, you finished your coffee, so... But there's always Shiraim there. So Rashi's language on Kuflamid Zayinomid Beis, Dibra Masuch Pkakachalon, he says, Kigon Arubas Hagag, the skylight of his ceiling. And Tosus has a whole arichus here to explain that Pkakachalon, this is Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, I don't know if we'll get to it today, but that Pkakachalon is the kosel and not the gag. And he argues against Rashi. He's really fighting against Rashi. He says, the Ibe Gag Mairi, if we're talking about a pkak in the Gag, Havile Lememar Aruba, then the Mishnah should have used the word Aruba. But you see very clearly that Tosa said the Girsa of the Marshal, that Rashi was talking about an Aruba Sagag, is Memela, we can equate it with the din of Tosefes Ol Aroi. Good. Now, Tosis asks the following kasha. Hey, can you just, I'm so sorry. So if you look at Tosis here, Dibra Masra Kol Modim on Kuf Chafayim at base, about halfway down, Tosis says with kasha. How could Rashi assume that there's no Issa Tosefes Ol Aroi in the Mechitzos? It's against the Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Ervin says, "Al korach of shayach iser oil afilu b'tfanos the iser b'Ervin," and he quotes the Gemara in Ervin. Where's the Gemara in Ervin? On daf mem dalad omid aleph. So you could open up the Gemara in Ervin on daf mem dalad omid aleph. So the Gemara quotes two brisos, and lechora there's a stira between the two brisos. Okay then. Okay, so the Gemara says the following. It's the case of putting up on Sukkos a dofen, on Yontif itself, a dofen of the Sukkah. There's a dofen fell down, he wants to put it up. Good. So if Nachman says that it should be mutter, why? Because Sukkah is an ol aroi. And you can make a mechitza for an ol aroi. Again, the Gemara is talking about a case where he puts Bnei Adam there to make a mechitza, he puts Behemoth there. And the Gemara asks from a brisa. One brisa says the following. Nafla dofen shel sukkah, lo yamid bimkoma adam v'kelim, mishum di'ein osim ol aroi b'yantif v'kolshkem b'shabbos. So one brisa says that if the dofen falls, you're allowed to replace it on Yontif. And the second brisa says, I'm sorry, the first brisa says you're not allowed to do it, and the second brisa says you're allowed to do it. So the Gemara answers that these brisos are really just a reflection of the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanon Gabi Pkak HaChalon. So the brisa, the first brisa that we said that asks it, lo yamid bimkom ad v'kelim, that reflects the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. And the second brisa that allows you to do so reflects the sheet of the Chacham. So the Gemara asks the following. The Gemara says, how can you possibly say that these two brisos are talking about a case of asiyas dofen? And they're arguing in the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim. When Rabbi Bar Bar Chana says the name Rabbi Yochanan here in Shabbos, Hakol Modim Bein Rabbi Eliezer Bein Rabbanon She'ein Osim Ol Aroi B'Tchilu B'Yontif B'Shabbos. So here, by putting up the dofen, you are creating a new ohel. And even though it's an Ol Aroi, because that's the nature of Sukkah, it's only for 7 days, but nevertheless, you cannot create a new ohel on Yontif. Their machlokus is only about being mosif to it all, but setting up a dofen, the Gemara assumes, is asur, even according to Chachamim, because it's considered chashivas oil. It's not asiyas oil. It's not tosefas oil. It's asiyas oil. So the Gemara answers that there's no machlokus between these two brises.
One Braisa is talking about Dofen Shlishis. He has three Dofanas, which is kosher for a sukkah. And the third Dofen fell. Is there, since with two Dofanas, it's not considered an oil. In order to create an oil, this way Rashi interprets the Gemara in Erevin, you need a Dofen Shlishis. And therefore, he's making an oil. That's called Lasias Oil, Lechatchila, B'Shabbos, and Sosser, even according to the Chachamim. The other Braisa that allows it is talking about Dofen Revius. And since Rashi says it already has a Shem Ohel with three Dofanas, it doesn't require the fourth Dofen. Is therefore, that's considered Tosefes Li'ol Aroi. And Tosefes Li'ol Aroi, according to Rabbanan, is Mutter. But in any event, Tosa says, you see clearly from that Gemara, that creating a Dofen is considered Tosefes Li'ol Aroi. How could Rashi say that Tosefes Li'ol Aroi is only prohibited in the Gag when the Gemara is talking about a Mechitza, and yet the Gemara assumes without a doubt that creating a Mechitza is considered Asiyas Ohel? And even the Rabbanan would answer it. The only het there in that second Braisa was for Dofen Revius. That's Tosas Kasha here on Kuf Chof Hey Amid Beis. So let's go slowly here. When it comes to creating a sukkah, what is a sukkah? Rashi, in two places, at the beginning of Masechta Sukkah, on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, and on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, says that the sukkah is the schach. But even though the sukkah is the schach, we need the fanos to be machshir the schach. Without the fanos, there's no hechshir schach. There are more paskins at the end of Siman Tov Reish Lamed Aleph, Ein lasos haschach kodem sheyasa dfanos. Right, this is the principle of Tassav Lomenosa, that first I have to have the dfanos, and only then, afterwards, I can add the schach, because the schach is not called schach, and it cannot engender a Torah's oel, unless there are the dfanos. So, Mimbela, maybe we can answer Tosas Kash on Rash. How so? If the Hechsher Sukkah needs the Fanos, then what Rashi's saying in the Gemara there in Erevin is that, and the Lashon of Rashi is, the Ovid Le Fanos Shlishis Mashvi Le Ohel, and therefore, even the Rabbanan hold that it's a violation of Asiyas Ohel L'chatchila B'Shabbos, is Rashi holds the Iser here of setting up the third Dofen is not the Mechitz itself. Mechitz itself is not considered, according to Rashi, Asiyas Ohel Aroi L'chatchila. But rather, what he's doing is, he's being Makshah, the Ohel of the Sukkah. Now, the Sukkah, Rashi says, has to have a Shem Ohel to it, and it doesn't have a Shem Ohel unless it has three Dofanos. When he sets up the third Dofen, he's creating an Ohel. Meaning, Rashi holds that in general, when you add a Mechitza, for example, in the Dofen Revius, that's not considered Asiyas Ohel. Why? Because it already has a Shem Ohel even without the Dofen. Rashi holds that setting up the Mechitzas is not considered Asiyas Ohel. For that, you need the Gag. But Rashi holds in the case of Sukkah, since the Dofanos set up the Shem Ohel, it's no different than the Gag. Just like the Gag itself, because as we said earlier, it creates the Ohela, right? It's Mahil al Gabi, whatever is inside the Ohel. And therefore the Gag itself is the essence of the Ohel. Rashi says that since this Halach and Hechsher Schach, that it's only called, the Sukkah is only called an Ohel, if the Schach is being held up by three Dofanos, then those three Dofanos, insofar as they are the Tanai to be Machshir, the Shem Ohel of Sukkah, you are, by virtue of the fact that you're creating a Dofen, you're creating an Ohel. And therefore Rashi says that when you create the third Dofen, when you set up the third Dofen and you're creating the Ohel, is therefore your Chayev, Midrabbanan at least, Bishum Asiyas Ohel. Again, it's only Midrabbanan because it's an Ohel Aroi. So in other words, Only after you have the three dfanos, then you have a din of being mosif ol aroi. But when you're within the first three dfanos, you're not being mosif ol aroi, you're being oseh an ol aroi. And therefore everybody agrees as far as the dofin shlishis. We get to the dofin revius, and now you're being mosif ol aroi, because you already have the shem ol with the three dfanos. Is then Rashi says, then it's mutter, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, because the din of Mosif, B-O-L, B-O-L Aroi, is only applicable to the Gag and not to the Dauphin. Or maybe we just add one piece over here. Or at least, I don't know if we'll finish it, but we'll start. The Gemara says the following. This is the last line on Kuf Chaf Hei, one of the days. Chachomim Omrim. So Rabbi Eliezer, if you remember, said that in order to be Matir Pkakachalon, you needed two conditions to be met. Number one, it's got to be Kashur, and number two, it's got to be Tolui. Chachomim Omrim Ben Kachu Ben Kach Pokikimbo. So the Gemara raises the following suffix. My benkach u benkach. What does that mean, benkach u benkach? In other words, do the Chachamim mean that you're allowed to be pokek whether it's kosher or it's not kosher? And kolshkein, it doesn't matter whether it's tolui or not tolui? Or do the Rabbanan at least require tolui? Omar Rav Abba, Omar Rav Kahana, Bein Kashur, Ubein Eino Kashur. In other words, even Kshira, the Chachamim, don't require the who, but under one condition, Shemes Sukkah, and that means on Erev Shabbos, he designated this Pkak for the Chalom. Omar Le Rav Yirmiya, why are you being Mekil here according to the Chachamim? You don't even require Kshira. V'lema mar, why not say bein tolui bein she'eno tolui? Maybe we can interpret the bein kach u bein kach means you don't need tolui, but v'hu she'kosher, but you certainly need kosher. And the Gemara goes on to explain that this is machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda with regard to Negar HaNigrar. So what I'd like to study with you is the machlokas here between Rashi and Tosus. And the Tosus is here, Dibra Maskel Bein Kashur Ubein Eino Kashur. And it's really a machlokas that sort of spills over into all these different Tosus in it. The Tosus on Amud Beis and the three Tosus in here on Kuf Chaf Vav Amud Aleph. But basically it goes like this. I'll just try to summarize the machlokas between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi is of the opinion that setting up a mechitza on an ol aroi is mutter. That the Isur of Asiyas ol aroi is only in the Gag and not in the mechitzas. And Rabbeinu Tam is an interesting proof against Rashi. Right? There's halacha in Tumas ol that if, let's say, you have a mess in one side of the ohel, and you set up a mechitza, hamachalekes shtei rishuyo zemizeh, is then it becomes a mechitza of the ohel itself, and the tumah doesn't go from here to there. And therefore, Rabbi Nitam comes to the conclusion that mechitza materes yesh ba isur asiyas ol aroi, and Rashi denies it. Rashi holds it's only in the Gag. Or in the case that we discussed in the Sugya Nerev in Daf Memdal. So it's fascinating to me that Rabbeinu Tam insists on an absolute equation and analogy between the laws of Tumah and the laws of Asiyas Ol Aroi Mechatesi, meaning Rashi doesn't have to be compelled to accept that total analogy. Obviously, when you're talking about a Shem Ohel, that's one thing. But Rashi holds that here, in the case of an Asiyas Mechitza, That's not defining the mechitza as a creation of an oil. He already has an oil. There may be a din in a mechitza that it separates the tumah from one place to the other, but that doesn't mean that the mechitza itself is an asiyas oil atzmos. So let's just summarize. According to Rabbeinu Tam understands that since in tumah we found that there's a din of oil minatzad, meaning in the mechitz itself, and it's mafsik from one rishus to the other. Therefore, Rabbeinu Tam holds that stimas chalon, since the chalon itself is going to be mafsik between two rishuyos, and it would prevent the tumah from going from one place to the other, that itself makes the mechitza part of the oil. That's Rabbeinu Tam, that asiyas mechitza is considered asiyas oil on Shabbos. Rashi, on the other hand, holds that if you're talking about creating an ohel, which means it gives it the shame ahola, ahola means it hovers over something. For example, the gag, not just for example, I mean that is, i.e. the gag, and it brings the tumah. That's called a definition of ohel as far as asiyas ohel on Shabbos is concerned. But even though the mechitza does have a shame ohel, as far as being mafsik between one rishus and another, Rashi says that doesn't mean I've created ohel. The mechitza is part and parcel of the ohel, but setting up the mechitza itself is not creating an ohel. That's a machlokus between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Now on the Mara Makomo sheet, I have for you, which we won't get a chance to do today, but I just want to point out, if anyone has the time, to take a look at number 6, which is the Mishnah in Erev and Daf Kuf Beis, Rashi Dibra Maskev Amunach, and Tosfos Shabbos Kuf Chavav and Beis Dibra Maskev Aminiach. The first 5 lines of the Tosfos. So Bli Neder will try to, if we have time, you know, depending on where you're holding and where we're holding, try to finish that up next week. What is the schedule for next week? Are we having regular koil or what is it?
I think Rabbi Meir said
Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos. But what about Sunday? Sunday is back to normal or what? We don't know.
What did he say?
Okay, we'll try to clarify that. It's one of those not so trivial questions that we have to get an answer to. Okay. All right. Just to touch on the sugya of Oel, you know.
Thank you.